Page 24. Carey Mulligan. This beautiful young actress never stops reaching for her goals. Charming and talented, Carey Mulligan appears almost everywhere these days. Magazine covers, TV interviews, and the film The Great Gatsby all feature the rising star. For Mulligan, the fame is a dream come true. Her dream. Mulligan was born in London in 1985, but moved to Germany when her father transferred jobs. The six-year-old caught the acting bug while performing in plays at her international school. According to Mulligan, that's all she wanted to do. Her parents, however, were opposed to her acting and wanted her to go to university. When her father took a job in Vienna in 1999, Mulligan returned to Britain for school. Actor-director Julian Fellowes spoke at her school and she told him about her dream. He responded by telling her to forget about acting and marry a banker. But that didn't discourage her. At 17, without her parents' knowledge, Mulligan applied to three drama schools. All rejected her, but she still wasn't ready to give up her dream. Mulligan decided to write Fellowes, and his wife answered her letter. She invited Mulligan to a dinner with a few other young hopeful actors. After meeting Mulligan, Fellowes' wife arranged for her to try out for the film Pride and Prejudice. She got the role of Kitty Bennett, and the rest, as they say, is history. Next, she got parts on British TV and Broadway, followed by more film and TV parts. The young actress was quickly developing a long list of accomplishments. Then 2009 brought overnight fame. Mulligan's memorable performance in An Education earned her an Academy Award nomination. A bright future. In April 2012, Mulligan married Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons. They got married on an English farm surrounded by friends Colin Firth, Jake Gyllenhaal, and others. With over 20 roles to her credit, Mulligan says she is happiest when she's working. She must be very happy these days, as her future looks bright and the opportunities are plentiful. Word bank. Charm. Valerie's new boyfriend is handsome and very charming. Transfer. Kyle transferred to a different department and now works weekends. Opposed to something. Christy wants to go to school in Australia, but her parents are opposed to it. Respond. We asked to meet with the boss, but he responded by saying he was too busy. Hopeful. Cynthia displayed her paintings with several other hopeful artists. The rest is history. The Beatles first appeared in America in 1964, and the rest, as they say, is history. Accomplishment. Callie's many accomplishments include singing and playing the piano. Plentiful. Jobs in your field are plentiful. You shouldn't have any trouble finding a new one. More information. Dream come true. Bug. Pride and Prejudice. Broadway. Academy Award nomination. Talk about it. Would you like to attend school in a different country? Why or why not? What do you do when someone rejects you? Do you usually give up or keep trying?